我们今天继续讲启示录啊。
We're going to continue on the book of Revelation.
启示录第六章开始。
We're going to start on chapter 6.
我们已经花了好几次的时间从第一章讲到第五章。
We have went through several sessions from chapter 1 to 5.
希望你们也听了我的话，回去都读一读。
I hope you have read the Bible yourself.
因为我已经讲得很尽力。
Because I do all I can.
你自己再读一下，这样子就能够把主的话存在你的心里。
If you have read the book yourself, you can store them in your heart.
我讲过启示录就是当老约翰被圣灵感动的时候。
I told you that the book of Revelation is when a disciple John was moved by the Spirit.
圣灵让他看见将来必成的事。
The Holy Spirit revealed to him the things that are to come.
将来必成的事在启示录里面分为上跟下。
The thing that is to come in the future can be divided into two parts, the upper and the lower.
所以每次他看到地上的事情都是越来越糟。
So everything that you see on earth is getting worse.
直到第十九章。
Until chapter 19.
所以我们从第六章到十九章还有一些很糟的日子。
So from chapter 6 to chapter 19, the things are going to get a lot worse.
但神告诉我们。
But God tells us.
主耶稣基督是一切的管理者。
But dear Christ is sovereign over all.
我们里面不要忧愁。
We do not have to be anxious.
所以在第六章到十九章中间
，between chapter 6 and chapter 19,
还有两三章
，there are several chapters in there.
神把老约翰带到看天上的景象
，God brought disciple John to heaven.
天上的景象越看越舒服
，so he can see things that is happening above.
天上的景象越读越看。越让我们里面充满了盼望和想家的意念。
Because this heavenly vision will give him hope and a desire to go home.
地上的事
，the earthly thing，
请你记住
，please remember，
跟我们现在这个新当选的总统没太多关系。
It has nothing to do with our new president.
君王的心好像龙沟的水。
Because the heart of the king are like a channel of water.
在耶和华面前任耶和华的意流转
Because God will direct the flow.
他是掌管全世界全宇宙的
God is in charge of the whole world.
每一个王的心都在他的掌管之下
Every ruler are under his influence.
每一个王每一代朝代都是为了达成神在圣经上面所启示我们的旨意
Every ruler, every government is to fulfill what God has to say in mind.
所以我说从第六章到十六章
That's why from chapter 6 to chapter 16
应该是到十八章了
Or to chapter 18
地上的情况越来越坏
Things will get very bad on earth.
从第六章开始一直到最后
From chapter 6 to the end
并不是说一定按照次序发生。
Not that everything will be happened according to the chapters.
但要让我们知道一件事情。
But God wants to remind us one thing.
我们常常在做风险管理 risk management 的时候。
This risk management.
我们都会说什么是最坏的情况。
We always think about what is the worst condition.
今天圣经就把在地上最坏的情况。一点一点的告诉我们
The book of Revelation reveals the worst condition on earth
有两个目的
For two purposes
一旦我们知道什么是最坏的情况我们里面怎么样不太忧愁了
Once you know the worst thing you don't have to be anxious
我们最怕就是不知道明天会怎么样
We fear most because we don't know about tomorrow
第二个
Secondly
他把这些话先写给我们
He revealed this word to us
叫我们带着充足的信心
so that our faith can be full,
毫不惧怕
without fear,
来到他的面前
to come before him,
蒙恩惠
receive his grace,
得怜悯
to receive mercy,
做我们随时的帮助
that he is our constant help.
信就是所望之事的实底
because faith is faith is assurance of things not seen.
是未见之事的确据。
It is an assurance of things that we do not see.
注意。
Please remember.
今天我们不是因为看见才信。
Today we do not believe because we seen it.
地上的事都是看见了才信。
On earth, you believe after you see it.
属灵的事情一定先信就看见了。
Spiritually, you must believe first, and then you will see.
所以主耶稣告诉多马。
That's why Jesus told
Thomas.
Thomas.
多马，多马，你因为看见了我才信。
Thomas, Thomas, you believe because you seen.
将来有千万的人因为没有看见就信了。
A greater blessing are those who have not seen it.
我们不是乱信哦。
We do not believe in vain.
没有看见就信了，不是代表迷信。
To believe without seeing doesn't mean you are superstition.
是我们相信主耶稣基督的话。
We base that our faith on His word.
以至于我们里面相信所没有看见的。
Because of His word, we believe what we have not seen.
And 对着主耶稣基督还没有成全应许的话，我们里面带着百分百的盼望。
Even the thing that He said tell us that is not yet fulfilled, we are assured it will happen.
好，我们把圣经去打开第六启示录第六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
多半的人读启示录。
Most people when they book, read the book of Revelation,
只知道四个七。
They all know about the seven sevens.
有七个教会。
They are seven churches.
是不是从以弗所到老底家？
From Ephesians to Laodicus.
有七印。
There are seven seals.
有七号。
There are seven trumpets.
还有七碗。
There are seven bowls.
你问他启示录里面讲什么？
You know, what are Revelation about?
他就说有四个七。
There are four sevens.
我也不知道他那个七怎么七来七去的。
I really don't understand what all these sevens about.
其实启示录所告诉我们的。
The fact that Revelation want to reveal to us.
除了这四个七以外。
Besides these four sevens.
他还有另外一个七。
There is another seven.
对着我们极为重要。
For us, that is very important.
我们来读。
Let's read it together.
我们先看启示录一章三节
Chapter 1 Verse 3
好姊妹翻到就念一章三节
This is Sister Bree
又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了好第一个
First
读这书上预言的有福了。
Blessed the one who read the read aloud the book the word that is in this prophecy.
第二个，我们翻到第十四章。
And then chapter 14.
弟兄，翻到以后十四章第十三节。
14 verse 13. Let the brother read together.
来，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下来，从今以后在主里。在主里面而死的人有福了第二个福啊
Second blessing
死对着我们不要产生害怕
We should not be afraid of death
只要我们在主里面
If you are in the Lord
圣经告诉我们
The Bible teaches us
那在主里面睡了的人
Those who have fallen asleep in the Lord
在神的眼光当中
In his eye
信主之人
Those who believe in him,
在他里面的人
those who are in him,
他的死是睡觉了
for him, the death is nearly falling asleep.
你晓得睡觉跟死不一样
No, falling asleep and death are different.
我们围绕着死人的时候我们都会怎么样会感伤而哭泣
When you are by the dead people, you are full of sorrow.
你睡觉的时候你儿子会不会在你床边哭啊
When you are asleep, your son is,
不会哭的
he will not be
要是他在你旁边哭你打死他
了
为什么呢
Why?
因为睡觉的爸爸明天早上闹钟一响的时候就要醒来了
Because the dad will be awake in the morning
为什么睡觉了
Why sleep?
一天为什么睡觉
Why sleep?
好几个原因啊
So many reasons
做工好累了
Because you are tired from your work
流眼泪流泪了。
Could be you are sorrow.
对着今天不想再看见了。
You don't want to see today
anymore. 所以你就睡觉。
And you go to sleep.
但圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible teaches us.
在主里面睡觉的人有福了。
I would say, blessed are those who have fallen asleep in the Lord.
因为他们习了世上的劳苦。
Because they are rest from the labor of the earth.
休息了。
They are in peace.
注意哦。
Remember.
我们不是说到或到葬礼的时候不要难过，不是，那是我们肉体的难过。
Not that I tell you not to be sorrowful in the funeral.
但我知道那一天末次号角吹响的时候。
But I know on the day when the last trumpet sounded.
他一定要复活。
He will be raised again.
看腓立比书三章第。腓立比书三章二十节。
Go to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 14.
我们要一起念。三章二十节。
Verse 20.
翻到没有？要一起念啊。
Let's read together.
主的话不是给我们去看的，主的话是给我们去读的。当时候保罗还有甚至主耶稣基督每一次主日进到会堂的时候都怎么样？大声朗诵。
In the old day, when Jesus went to the temple, they read the Bible out loud, the scripture out loud.
圣经千万不要默读。
Don't just read the scripture quietly.
到最后眼睛也闭了，还在点头。
Because you might doze off.
读圣经一定要大声的、有信心的把它读出来。
Read the Bible out loud with great faith.
啊，腓立比书三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
我们读。
我们
却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。等候主耶稣基督再来的
，Those who wait for his coming。
活着的也在等
，Those who are still living is waiting。
睡觉的也等
，Those who are falling asleep they are waiting。
等什么
？Waiting for what？
就等那个末次号角吹响的时候。
Waiting for the sounding of the last trumpet。
睡了的人先起来
，Those who are falling asleep they will rise。
以后我们这活着，他直到主耶稣基督来的人
，Those who are still living
也必和他们一同。换上荣耀的身体
，We always also will be transformed into a glorious body，
被提到空中与主相遇
，and meet them in the air。
注意哦
，Remember，
我每次觉得说，我跟你一样的人，你跟我一样的人
，Very often I feel that we are all the same。
但是有一点东西我们必须记在心灵里面。
But there is one thing we must keep in our heart.
这个话不得了。
That word is amazing.
圣经说他的话托住了万有。
Because Bible says that his words sustain all things.
他用他的话托住了万有。
God uses his words to sustain the whole universe.
你们要赞美他的话。
You must praise him for his words.
他的话安定在天。
Because his word is secure in heaven.
他的话说有就有，命立就立。
Everything that he speaks will come to pass.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你不是信我。
You don't believe in what I say.
我也不是信你啊。
I don't believe in your word.
我们一起在神的灵里面来到主的话语当中。
But together in one spirit we come to the words of God.
我们说主啊，凡你所启示我们的。
We say, Lord, whatever you reveal to us.
我都要在我心的深处。
In the depths of my heart.
牢牢地记住。
I want to keep it there.
等候着诚心显明的时候。
Until the morning star comes.
好，我们继续再看启示录十六章，这一定要知道的。
不过 Revelation chapter 16，
十五节
，verse 15。
好，看啊，十五节，看哪、啊，我来像贼一样， 那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行的，叫人见他羞耻的，有福喽。每次圣经都说，主耶稣基督来的日子像贼一样。
Bible always say that he will come like a thief in the night.
贼都是在夜间来。
Thieves are come at night time.
没有人知道。
Nobody knows them.
弟兄姊妹，你不要被人家解经乱解喽。
My brothers and sisters, don't be mistaken by people who misinterpret the Bible.
圣经告诉我们，罪的人是在晚上醉了。
People who are drunk, they drunk at night time.
行恶事的人是在晚上行。
People do evil things in darkness.
我们如今却是白昼之子。
But we are the children of light.
我们不知道主哪一刻会来。
We do not know what time who will come.
但我们并不是白痴。
But we are not idiots.
等一下我们看见神告诉我们周遭的情况。
When we see the things that are revealed around us.
不信的任他不信。
They those who don't believe, let them be.
在我们相信主耶稣话语的人。
Those who believe in the word of God.
我们里面要非常的清醒。
We want to be very clear in within.
为什么圣经说刚刚第一个福说，那读这书上预言。
The Bible says, blessed are those who read the word of this prophecy.
听见又遵守的。
Those who hear it and obey it.
有福了。
Blessed are them.
因为
Because,
什么日期近了。
Because the time is near.
好，赶快我们再看十九章。
Let's go to chapter 19.
第九节。
Verse 9.
十九章第九节。姊妹请。天使吩咐我说，一定要写上。凡被请赴羔羊婚宴的人有福了，记住我。
Remember here,
主耶稣基督是新郎。
The Jesus Christ is the bridegroom.
我们今天都是新妇。
We are the bride.
那十个童女等候新郎来的时候。
When the ten maidens waiting for the groom to come.
结果新郎迟到了。
Because the groom was delayed.
以前的新郎就开始迟到了，晓得吧？
Back in the old day, they always late.
到今天我们去参加婚礼，从来没有准时开始的。
They were never waiting that often on time.
所以记住哦。
That's why I remember.
一直到了圣经末了。
Until the end of the scripture.
他说主耶稣基督迟到了。
He said the bridegroom will be delayed.
不是他故意单言。
Not that he do it on purpose.
乃是叫我们人人都悔改，
so that everyone can repent.
不要有一个沉沦。
Not one will be lost.
这是主耶稣基督迟迟没有来的心意。
That is the reason why he delayed.
你不要怪他哦。
Don't blame on him.
二十章第六节。
In chapter 20, verse 2,
6,
verse 6.
二十章第六节，来，弟兄。
在
头一次复活有份的，
有福了，
有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄。我们下次讲啊，什么叫做第一次复活的人有福了？记住
，What are those who are blessed on the first resurrection？
他后面已经解释了
，Explain it on。
在第一次复活的人。有福了。
Blessed are those who have taken part in the first resurrection.
因为第二次的死在他身上无份。
Because the second death has no power over.
懂意思了？
Is that clear?
一直到二十一章的时候，你就知道什么叫做第二次的死。
Later on, chapter 21, he tells you about the second death.
好，我们赶快，二十二章第七节。
And verse chapter 22.
最后一章。
The last chapter.
第六个福气。
The sixth blessing.
天使又对我说，对不起，第七节嘛啊，来，看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。最后，
第
十四节，
verse 14，
第七。 七个福啊。
The last, the
你回去算，你回去现在很容易走嘛，对不对？有福了。一按启示录马上出来，就怕你不去按。
Yeah, you can check out seven places in the Book of Revelation.
但这是去找有福了的地方。
Look for those who are blessed.
你不要什么事就启示录第一章按进去，一大堆全世界都来了。
You don't just randomly look through the Book of Revelation.
读经还是自己在神的灵里面先读。
You have to read the scripture with spirit, with your spirit in the Lord.
有一个亲密的领受。
That there's an intimate relationship.
不明白的。
Things that you don't understand.
不要骂神。
Don't blame God.
把它藏在心里。
Keep the word in your heart.
有一天讲道的时候。
One day when you are in the sermon.
主日学的时候。
Or in Sunday school.
甚至祷告会的时候。
Or even in the prayer meeting.
都会借着弟兄的口。
I will use your brother's sharing,
让你明白过来。
So that you can understand.
好，十四节。
Verse 14.
最后我们起念。那些洗净自己衣服的，有福了，可以到生命树那里，也能从圣城的门进来，不得了。洗净衣服。
Those who have been cleansed.
我们的衣服是什么，晓得吧
？Wash their robe.
以赛亚书六十四章，看一看圣经中间以赛亚书。
In the book of Isaiah.
因为我们靠着我们自己嘴巴讲话没有用的嘛。
Just we know our word is not enough.
神的话才带着能力。
Only God's word has power.
我们的话到你耳朵就停住了。
Our word can only reach up to your ear.
但是主的话要到我们的心灵里面。
But the words of God will penetrate into our heart.
第六节，六十四章第六节。
Chapter 64, verse 6.
这里是讲比较讲女生的，女生念。
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的
地都像毁灭的衣服，我们都像夜间的人一般，我们的罪孽好像花花的血
迹。记住，衣服就是我们的外形。
The robe represents what we outer appearance.
心中所想的，外面就活出来了。
Because whatever is in your heart will reveal through yourself.
里面的贪心
，the greedy inside，
就变成外面的偷窃
，will reveal itself in stealing.
是不是啊
？Isn't that true？
你为什么嫉妒我
？Why are you envious of me？
因为我里面觉得我比你念书念得好啊。
Because I think I'm better than you.
我在学校都是 A 啊，你都是 C 啊。
I remember you all, I'm always A, you are C.
那为什么公司 layoff 都是我呢
？How come I'm the one that was layoff？
里面妒忌。
There's envy.
心里面所想的，外面就行出来了。
Whatever we are thinking in our heart will be our behavior.
为什么我说这里？
Why do I say here?
女生念。
The lady, the sister should read.
她说我们自以为的义啊，都像破烂的衣服。
The righteousness that we deem are all like dirty, filthy rags.
好像以前女人的月经带一样。
Like the menstruation clothes.
有没有哪个女人拿着月经带去给人家看的？有没有啊
？Like to show off their menstruation clothes.
保罗说什么
？Paul tell us.
我为了得着基督
For me to have Christ,
看万事都如粪土
I see everything as dung
有没有人去抓大便玩呢
Anybody want to go through those
没有
waste
男男女女圣经都告诉我们
I will tell all the brothers and sisters
没有人说女人行为比较好
Nobody say the sisters are better
都是一样的
Because we are all the same
都是见不得人的
We are really filthy.
所以那些洗干净自己在主的血里面洗干净自己的人有福了。
That's why the blessed are those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb.
好，记住七个教会。
Now remember there are seven churches.
让我们记住了每个教会要我们提醒的事情。
There are many things that his church remind us of.
虽然七印
there are seven seals.
七号
there are seven trumpets.
七碗
there are seven bowls.
从第六章开始来到地上
from the chapter 6 all the way to all the things that happen on earth.
但是从一章三节
but start from chapter 1 verse 3
一直到二十二章十四节
until the last chapter.
他在这么难处的地方
in the whole book.
一直鼓励我们
God keep encouraging us.
有福了，有福了，有福了。He keep telling
us, blessed are the Lord are blessed.
让我们在这样子环境里面
，so that when we are in these very terrible conditions,
我们里面不再问为什么。
We will not keep asking why.
这个事要等到多久啊
？When is this going to come to pass?
主耶稣答应我们
，Jesus promised us.
为了选民的缘故
，because of the chosen people,
灾难的日子必定减少
，the time of tribulation will be reduced.
所以求主保守我们的心
，that's why we ask God to keep our heart.
甚于保守他眼中的瞳仁
，just like the
cupid,
the cupid in his eyes.
叫我们真是在信心、爱心、盼望当中，能够常常忍耐到底。
So that in our faith, in our hope, in our love for Him, we can endure.
因为他说改变的都是我们。
Because He said we are always changing.
在他没有转动的影儿。
But in Him, there is no shadow of change.
昨日、今日、直到永远，耶稣不改变。
From yesterday, today, and tomorrow, Jesus is always the same.
好，我们来看启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
如果你都没有念过启示录
，You have not yet read the book of Revelation.
记住
，I want you to remember.
不是七印完毕才有七号，七号完毕才有七碗。
Now after the seven trumpet and then the seven seals.
那一个小书卷，我们上个礼拜念的第五章。
Last time we mentioned about the small scroll.
被犹大支派的狮子，还有大卫的根可以打开的那个，是被几个印印住啊？有一个小书卷。
那个 little scroll.
你看第五章啊。
In chapter five.
第五章第一节啊。
Verse one.
一定要懂啊，一定要懂啊。所有圣经的事情都已经在主的话里面向我们启示了。
Everything God wants to reveal to us are in the scripture.
最后就是那一个小书卷。
Finally, this little scroll.
所以小书卷原先说没有人配展开。
A little scroll, nobody is found worthy to open the seal.
老约翰听到这句话就怎么样？就大哭。
When the Apostle John heard, he was weeping.
因为神的应许、神的预言就不够完全。
Because the God's revelation is not complete.
天使跟他讲，不要哭，不要哭。
That's why the angel tells him, do not weep.
因为犹大支派的狮子。
He said, because in the tribe of Judah, the lion.
还有大卫的根。
And the root of David.
他配展开。
He is worthy to unseal it.
第五章第一节
Chapter 5 verse 1.
来，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，而且用七印封严了，就七个印。
Sealed with seven seals.
晓不晓得？就是七个印。
There are seven seals.
这几个都是一组一组的七印。也是先讲头上四个
我们说过了 7 seal 叫 4 seal
然后又找两个
and then two more
最后一个
finally there is one more
最后一个里面藏着七号
in the 7 seal there is a 7 trumpets
又第四个号
and then the 4th trumpet
第五第六个号
and then the 5th and 6th
还有个第七号
and then the 7th trumpet
这七号里面又藏着一个第四个碗
In the seven trumpet is four bowls.
第五、第六个碗。
然后 fifth and sixth bowls.
最后一碗。
There's the last.
所以最后一个碗倒下来的时候。
When the last bowl was overturned.
巴比伦大银覆城。
The great wall.
or Babylon,
要裂成三段。
Will be broken into three.
海上的人，海上行船的人都要看见。
Everybody who was on the sea will see him.
我也不晓得是哪里。
I don't know what that means.
不晓得哪里，是不是纽约 ？I don't know. 不要猜，不用猜啊，不知道是哪里。
Let's not guess.
看。我们现在就来看这个启示录第六章七印啊。好，头上四印。
The first four seals.
基本上没有什么问题。
These are very clear.
第一印是白马，看。
The first seal concerns a white horse.
有没有？第六章第二节。
Verse two.
一匹白马。
I look and a white horse.
第二印
Second seal.
红马
There's a red horse.
第三印
And the third seal.
黑马
A black horse.
第四印
And then the fourth seal.
灰马
There's a gray horse.
白的
There's a white one.
红的
A red one.
红的比较没有什么问题了，流血红的啊。
Red always means blood.
地上失去太平。
Where the world, the peace is gone from the earth.
打仗就流血，是不是啊
？You go into battle, they will be the shedding of blood.
打仗的时候就失去太平，是不是啊
？When there is war, there is no peace.
打完仗怎么样
？After the battle,
一大堆难民
，there's a lot of refugees.
一大堆病
，a lot of sickness.
瘟疫
，a lot of a plague.
黑死病
，black death.
黑马有没有问题？没有问题。
How about the black horse?
灰的呢
？How about the gray horse?
灰，他说阴府随着他。
He said the
阴府 ，the Hades， 阴府随着他。
The Hades follow.
所以人在不知不觉当中失去了生命。
That's why without knowing it, people lost their life.
那在主里面死的人
but those,
有福喽。
They are those who die in the Lord.
那些不在主里面死的
How about those who die outside the law?
就像那只大鹰有没有他说祸灾祸灾祸灾你们在地上的人有祸了
That's when like the great eagle crying shame or curse are those
是吗唯一不同的就是白马怎么解释
How do you explain the white horse of the four?
有人说白马是基督
Some people say the white horse represents Christ.
有人说白马是圣灵。
Some people say the white horse represents the Holy Spirit.
还有书上写白马就是敌基督。
Some people say white horse is the Antichrist.
第一个淘汰的。
First who got eliminated.
就是圣灵怎么会骑马呢
？How could Holy Spirit be on a horse?
那不是马戏团？
你大哥
不行。
啊、
no. ，好，下面一个。
The next one.
是基督骑白马还是敌基督骑白马
Was Christ on the white horse or the Antichrist on the white horse?
圣经告诉我们
The Bible teaches
敌基督还没有来
Before the Christ, the Antichrist is not here yet.
但是如果敌基督还没有来的话那应该第二印第三印第四印红的黑的灰的都不在了
If the Antichrist is not here, the second and third seal will not be here.
我们看一下。
Let's read.
看启示录第十九章。
In the Revelation chapter 19.
哎，一定要找到答案啊、
哦。We must find the answer.
不能说我讲的都对，别人讲的都错，没有什么。启示录第十九章第十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.
一直到了最后我讲天上的事怎么样越来越平稳越来越得胜越来越吸引人的心越来越能够坚固我们的信心
the thing having earth will gradually become more peaceful more victorious and strengthen our faith
十一节
verse 11
看好我观看见天开了有一匹白马骑在马上的称为诚信真实他审判征战都按着公义感谢主圣经已经把白马给我们看见了
He is revealed about the white horse
我来问一下啊
Let me ask you
主耶稣说他第一次来干什么
Jesus said, I come first time to do what?
寻找失丧的人。
To find those who are lost.
寻找罪人，赦免他们。
To find the sinner to forgive their sins.
主耶稣说他第二次再来的时候呢？
When Jesus when he comes the second time.
他要审判大地。
He wants to judge the whole earth.
主耶稣第一次来的时候，骑着什么进城呢？
How did he
make first time to come? 哎，骑着驴驹子，是不是？
He was on a donkey.
谦卑啊。
Humble.
他进城以后。
After he entered the city.
他竟然向右转。
He turned right.
到了圣殿去了。
He went into the temple.
把那个牛羊鸽子，卖牛羊鸽子的人通通赶出去。
He strike out those who are selling the dogs and the horse.
人家以为他骑着驴驹子是要向左转。
People think he might have turned, should have turned the left turn.
要去罗马衙门里面。
He should go to the Roman palace.
为犹太人争权力。
To gain power.
因为他是君王嘛。
Because now he is a king.
从那一刻开始。
After that moment.
犹太人就叫准备要干掉他了。
The Jewish want to kill him.
注意哦，
哇。
当时候我们说主耶稣第一次再来，主耶稣是神为我们预备的逾越节的什么羔羊啊，不得了。你看看啊，第一次来是骑着驴驹子，第一次来圣经形容他是羔羊，第一次他说我来为你们舍命，
I come to die for your sins.
罪人才需要救主，
Those who are sinner need a savior.
拜托你们相信我，
Please believe in me.
主耶稣基督上了十字架，
After he went on the cross.
第四十天升天，
After 40 days.
之后，
After that.
只有老约翰看到过，
Only the apostle John saw it.
他看到天使跟他讲，主耶稣今天是不是羔羊啦、
啊？ He saw the Lamb of God.
不再是羔羊了。
No longer a lamb.
他是什么？是犹大支派的狮子。
He become the Lion of Judah.
主耶稣基督是不是谦谦卑卑的来到人当中啊？
He come humbly again to among our men.
圣经已经告诉我们不是了。
Bible say no more.
他是诚信。公义的，
he is faithful and he is true.
他要来审判全地。
He will come to judge the whole earth.
第一次来的时候骑着驴驹子。
First time on donkey.
下一次再来的时候骑什么？骑着白马。
Second coming is on a white horse.
写明是那个时代骑着白马的得胜者。所以圣经说，你看，第六章第二节最后几个字说什么？对不起，帮我翻译也是蛮难的啊，英文再好都很难翻。来看
chapter six，
他变出来什么？哎，第六章启示录第六章第二节的最后几个字，他变出来胜了又要胜。
And roll out a conqueror spent on conquest.
弟兄姊妹，很多人跟我讲，你这个讲法我有问题。
Many people question the way I interpret it.
你既然说主耶稣基督是审判者，
If you say that Jesus comes as a judge,
我没有一点感觉啊。
I don't feel him.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们感觉的问题。
It's not depend on how you feel about him.
他一直跟我们讲那个日子近了。
He keep tell us the time is near.
你有没有感觉问题不大？
Whether you feel it's near or not, it doesn't matter.
事情已经开始了。
Because the thing started.
所以他说末后的灾祸七年。
He said there will be final tribulation for 7 years.
第七十个七。
77.
但是其中只有1260天是叫大灾难。
But there are only 2,000 some days called the Great Tribulation.
3年半。
For 3.5 years.
2年1年加半年。
1, 2, and then 8, 8.5 years.
他说等于42个月。
It will be 42 months.
等于1260天。
it will be 1,220 days.
好，这么说了。那个日子已经开始。
Those time has already started.
但是不够 intensify， 什么意思啊？
不是很剧烈。
圣经告诉我们，神的震怒藏在我们这些罪人的身上。
Bible teaches us the wrath of God is on all those sinners.
但他又说
，But he also mentions，
只等到大日的审判。
Until that great terrible day of judgment.
我常常举这个例子。
I often use this example.
你们听过的。
You have heard before.
倒一壶牛奶在锅里面。
You put a milk in the pot. Pot.
摆到炉子上面去热。
You put it on the stove to heat.
这个牛奶会不会温啦？
The milk will get warmer.
会不会热啦？
It will get hot.
你再一不注意，这牛奶就怎么样？就扑出来了。
Next thing you know, it's boiling over.
审判的大日。
The day of great judgment.
跟我们今天神的震怒藏在我们身上是一样的。
Same as the wrath of God that's on people.
不够 intensify， 还没有到 intensify，
还没有那么
强度是一天一天加强，正如等一下我们要看的。
The intensity will increase，
正如我们现在要看的。
Just as we are going to read now，
是主耶稣基督在地上亲口说的话。
Is what Jesus said himself when he was on earth.
马太福音二十四章，请翻到马太福音二十四章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 4:24.
二十四章第六节开始，啊，二十四章第六节，你听啊，你听我念啊，也跟我念也可以的，念这书上预言都是有福的，来，不要我一个人蒙福，你也一起蒙福。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风响，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的。只是末期还没有到，懂不懂意思啊？白马、红马、黑马、灰马、死亡、瘟疫都已经开始了。
The white horse, black horse, red horse, they all started.
但你现在不要惊慌。
But do not be alarmed.
不要听到一个 ISIS 就不上班了，回家了。
Just because ISIS.
你穷紧张。
Do not be anxious.
只是这些事情告诉我们，哎，我们这里男生不要讲了，都生过孩子的妈妈有没有啊？
Those who have, the lady who have birth.
圣经上说什么？好像阵痛的妇人。
Just the pain of childbirth.
生了没有？
Was this baby born?
还没有生哦。
Not yet.
你不要又是常常的阵痛一下，哎呀，赶快去医院啊！医生说还早，五个钟头以后再来。阵痛是不是越来越 intensify 啊？
Because the pain will become more intense.
虽然我没有过，
Even though I don't have it.
我听也听过了。
I heard.
懂不懂意思？
Exactly.
只是那个末期还没有到。
Is that time is not yet.
你们都像惨难的妇人。
Like the lady on pain of childbirth.
但还没有到生的那一刻。
Until the moment of birth.
无花果树开花结果的时候
，Until the fig tree bloom，
你就知道夏天，对，近了。
Then you know the summer is near。
圣经没有说你就知道夏天到了。
Bible never say you know the summer is here。
夏天没有到。
Because it's not here。
常常像英文所说的
，Like what English often say，
Spring is around the corner。
就在角落了，
他还没有到。
It's not here yet.
记住圣经的话，你要记住，你不要惊慌。
Do not be alarmed.
但是你要警醒。
But you want to take it to heart.
已经开始了。
Because it's already started.
这个牛奶已经在温了。
The milk is getting hot.
在热了。
It's getting hotter.
当你不知道的那一刻。
Before you know what happened.
现懂了吧？一直在奶旁边看着的人，奶会不会扑出来啊
？Those who watch carefully will.
绝对不会扑出来的。
You will be careful.
就是热了奶以后怎么样
？Even when it begins to boil.
忘记了。跑去上卡拉 OK 了，你跑去唱什么了？再回来的时候啊
，When you are engaging something else, when you come back,
那个热的奶已经出来了。
No, milk already boiled.
我没有说你不要唱卡拉 OK 啊，娱乐还是有，是不是？但是不要像夜间睡觉的人。
Do not be like those who sleep in the night.
要警醒。
Must stay alert.
那个日期要到了。
Because the time is near.
警醒祷告。
Prayer constantly.
谨慎过日子。
We must be aware.
看啊，二十四章
，Chapter 24。
末期还没有到前，记住，末期就是三年半啊，三年半我们会讲的，1260天，42个月。
We know the end time is about 3.5 years。
民要攻打民。
They will read rumor of war, people against people。
国要攻打国。
The nation will rise up against nation.
民攻打民，国攻打国的时候，流不流血啊
？Will there be a lot of bloodshed?
多处怎么样？
有
饥荒。
There will be starvation.
地震。
There will be earthquake.
瘟疫。
There will be plague.
黑蟒也在这里了。
That's when the black hole is here.
下面讲说，这些事情都是灾难的，读一读啊，都是灾难的起头哦。
All these are the beginning of verse 10.
四个马听懂了没有
？The four horses.
老约翰被带到天上，看到这四匹马。
The Apostle John was taken up to heaven and see the four horses.
主耶稣在圣经里面早就已经告诉我们。
The Bible already tells us in the Bible.
而且主耶稣讲了一句话。
And Jesus tells us one thing.
我来不是叫地上和平。
I did not come to bring peace to earth.
我来是叫地上征战。
But I am here to cause conflict.
父亲打儿子。
The father will be against the son.
家里面闹。
There will be conflict in home.
现在懂了没有？
Is that clear?
还是不懂？
叫
地上起刀兵征战，就是当我骑着白马审判这地开始的时候，地上就出现了这些事情。
When Jesus comes to judge the earth on a white horse, all this conflict will begin.
你们家很好吗？
Your family
没有问题，要感谢主。
We thank God.
有一天
one day,
你看到离你一万里的地方
millions of miles away,
哥哥杀弟弟
you're gonna hurt the brother killing each other,
你不要惊慌
do not be alarmed,
那个末日还没有到
the end is not yet,
那只是一些 preview,
it's just a preview.
有一天末期到的时候
when the end finally comes,
那个地震是他圣经说从有人在地上以来没有这么大的地震。
There will be earthquake that has never been before.
懂不懂啊？十三节。
Verse 13.
这就是圣经告诉我们的。
This is what Bible teaches.
马太福音24:13.
Verse 13.
今天神已经把最糟的情况告诉我们。
I have already told us the worst condition.
记住他的话。
Remember his words.
为着他的名。
For his name's sake.
八个字。
Eight words here.
忍耐到底
Stand firm to the end.
终必得救
Will be saved.
我不是已经得救了吗
Am I already saved?
不是已经信主了吗
Did I not already believe?
弟兄姊妹
My brothers and sisters.
什么叫爬山呢、啊、
What is climbing mountain?
爬山是不是爬到山上就算数了
Is that when you get there?
是不是、
again?
八千尺上去了，哈哈，结果下不来呢。
When you climb up to the top, it's at the end.
爬山一定要上去，还要怎么样？ 下来完成这一个 cycle。
When you reach the peak, you have to come down to complete the cycle。
得救是一个 cycle。
So is the salvation。
得救不是一点。
It's not just at one point。
一个是得救。
To be saved。
信而受洗，就必得救。
When you believe and baptize, you are saved.
每个人都会念了。
You all know it.
信而受洗，就必得救。
When you believe and baptize, you are saved.
但是罗马书保罗说什么？
But in the book of Romans, Paul tells us.
你们要因信以至于信。
From faith to faith.
Faith is from the beginning to the last. 因信以至于信。
You start from faith to faith.
信心从这里开始。信心要 from the beginning all the way to the end.
You go from faith to faith.
为什么他要把最坏的情况都先告诉我们？
Why must God tell us the worst situation first?
要吓你啊。
He tried to scare us.
还是等一下你夫妻在路上开车的时候说今天陈弟兄又乱讲了。
You say that, brother Chen.
天方夜谭。
Talk about level
terror. 哪里有这些事情？
How can these be?
不是我乱，不是我讲。
This is not what I tell you.
我是诚诚实实的讲主的话。
I tell you what is written in the Bible.
他说你现在不要慌张，我就告诉你现在不要慌张。
He tell you do not be alarmed, and I tell you do not be alarmed.
他说末期还没有到，你就不要以为末期到了。
When the end time is not here yet, do not think the end time.
他告诉你。
He tell us.
他也告诉我。
He also tell me.
信因信以至于信。
We go from faith to faith.
忍耐。走完全程，忍耐到底的，终必得着神所以救你的目的。
You will be saved to fulfill the purpose that He saved us.
希望你们里面对真理要清楚哦。
Well, I hope you are very clearly about the truth.
为什么不是因信就是信而受洗就必得救吗？
Is it that we just believe and baptize we are saved?
那为什么叫忍耐到底的才必得救啊？
Must we stand firm to the end to be saved?
第一个得救是得着救恩进门。
The first save is to open the door.
God is reasonable.
上帝是合理的。
圣经说来我们来辩论。
He said this.Debate together.
以赛亚第一章十八节，神说：“我们来辩论。”
He said, "Come, let us reason together."
Let us reason together. That's good English. Because 我是 reasonable God.
Because He is a reasonable God.
今天他告诉我们，
Today He tells us.
他拯救我们进门。
He saved us that we enter the gate.
不是就算了。
That is not the end.
你哪一个女生家里生下了小孩，生下去就在那边啦？
Anybody who gave birth, and that's the end.
你就每天出去上班23个钟头，家里全部交给人家管啊？
You should leave home and leave the baby.
你总有带着这个孩子走完他18岁，是不是啊？
You have to raise the kid for at least 18.
你一定在孩子身上有你一个想法嘛？
You must have a plan for the child.
狗会不会有想法？
Would the dog plan?
不会。
No.
一岁以后。
After 1 year,
这个狗一定离开爸爸妈妈。
The dog always leaves the mother.
狮子。
The lion.
小狮子 cub.
The cub.
3年，他要离开这里，他自己要去为王。
After 3 years, he.
他们不懂神。
He doesn't know.
因为他们不是照着神的形象造的。
Because they are not created in God's image.
我们是按照神的形象造的。
We are created in His image.
你会哭，神也会哭。
We weep.
你会懊悔，神也会懊悔。
We regret because God can also regret.
正因为神有爱
，because of His love，
所以在我们里面也知道彼此相爱。
Because of that, we can also love one another.
圣经才跟我讲，才跟我讲，我们若不爱看得见的弟兄，怎么能说爱神呢？
That's why the Bible teaches you, if we do not love the brother we can see, how can we love the God who is in us?
今天时间到了
，the time is almost up.
我们说七印有四二一，对不对？
We say there are seven seals.
二一。
four and two.
将来什么七晚啊，七号七晚，我们不讲那么详细啊。
I may not go into the detail on the seven bowls and seven trumpets.
什么叫七晚七号呢？
What are the seven bowls?
就是人祸。
These are tribulations.
影响成为天灾。
That cause nature disaster.
这就是那个 intensified effect.
That's when the suffering becomes intense.
你一定会知道末期快要到。
Then you will know the end is near.
如果你里面有圣灵住在里面。
When the Holy Spirit within you.
如果你像刚刚讲的，来 ，Angela, can you turn back to? Yeah. 看啊，实在不错，马上 very good.我这个人就是叫声音大，跟我们培哥哥哥一样。来，念这书上预言的，和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。英文说什么 ？Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart. 你要记住。
You must remember.
不要我一个人在这边喊，但是我看你们命运都睡觉了。
Please, I know you all awake.
我就证明一件事情，我没有乱讲。
That proves that I'm not lying.
也没有一个跟我摇头的。
And I don't see anybody shaking.
我虽然没有讲的完完全全。
What I explained is not complete.
但是我相信神的灵怎么在我里面感动我。
I know how the Spirit of God moved me.
我今天就要把它讲给你听。
I share with you.
四匹马。
Four horses.
就是圣经主耶稣自己讲的，国攻打国，民攻打民，各地有饥荒、地震、瘟疫。
That's what Jesus was talking about when nation rise up against nation and plague.
记住，审判的初期已经开始了。
Remember the time of judgment is beginning.
地上的血
，there will be bloodshed.
反映出我们里面的罪
，it reflects the sin within people.
狗也没有天天流血的
，the dog don't involve in bloodshed.
老虎也没有天天流血的。
The tiger do not cause bloodshed.
只有人的世界。
Only in the world of man.
每天都在流血。
There will be bloodshed daily.
血显明了人的罪。
The blood reveals the sins of man.
在神的眼睛当中。
In God's eye.
只有一个血。
There's only one kind of blood.
耶稣基督的血。
The blood of Christ.
看为宝贵。
And the blood of Christ is precious in His eyes.
只有基督的血
，Only the blood of Christ,
可以洗干净我们一切的罪
，and wash away all our sins.
让我们穿上圣洁的白衣
，so that we can wear that holy clean robe.
经过了这一些的试探
，after all the trials,
经过了这一些的患难
，all the tribulations.
有一天我们成为一个蒙福的人。
One day will be blessed.
有生命树的果子。
There will be the fruit from the tree of life.
做我们的奖赏。
We are reward.
在第一次复活里面成为有份的人。
We will partake in the first resurrection.
虽然我们不知道基督再来以前会有什么事情。
Even though we do not quite know what will happen before his returning.
我们是不是可以活着见主？
Whether we will be alive to see him.
但记住一件事情。
But you must remember one thing.
在主里面死的人有福了。
Blessed are those who die in the Lord.
记住主耶稣基督的话。
Remember Jesus' words.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Even though those who believe in die, yet they will live again.
活着信我的。
Those who are living and still living.
永远不死。
They will never die.
这是我们在神面前的把握。
This is the assurance that we have in the Lord.
我们或死或活
，whether we are alive or dead，
总是主耶稣基督的人。
We are the children of God.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
谢谢主。主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们只有求你的圣灵。
We ask your Holy Spirit.
加大能力的。
Intensify.
把你自己的话摆在我们的心房当中。
Your word in our heart.
叫我们听见。
So when we hear it,
遵守。
We will obey.
并且藏在心里。
We will keep it to our heart.
你不会放任我们。
But you will not abandon us.
你一定要来接我们。
You will come to receive us.
但你告诫我们。
Because you uplift us.
我们当忍耐到底。
Now we should stand firm to the end.
成全你得着我们的那个功夫。
So that we can fulfill that, that your promise to us.
那一天
that day,
我们必要在你的家里面
we will return home,
和新郎一同坐席
dine with the bridegroom,
参加羔羊的婚宴
join the banquet of the lamb.
谢谢主
Father, we thank you.
你保守我们所听见的话
Keep the word that we have heard.
荣耀归给神谢谢主
To you be the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.